Okay, so today's May 20th, 2003, and the lesson we are going to do this morning is ATM lesson number 20, bending the elbows over the knees. So begin by taking a moment to observe how you're lying on your back this morning. Notice how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, how your mid-back, lower back, and your pelvis is lying on the floor. How your legs are lying. And how are your arms resting on the floor? Now, as you continue to scan and observe yourself, draw your attention to your back and see if you can become aware of your ribs. How do you sense and perceive your ribs, both on the right side, on the left side? Do you experience them through your breath, by the movement that occurs while you inhale and then exhale? Or can you visualize them? Do you feel them making contact on the floor? So throughout this lesson, there will be a lot of movement and direction encouraging the opening and turning and twisting of the ribs. So each time you come back to the floor, you can check in with your experience of how you do sense and perceive your ribs. So roll to your side, bring yourself up to sitting, and you're going to sit with your legs long in front of you. And then you bend your right knee so your right foot is standing, your left leg is still long, and lean on your left hand. That's it. And now in this position, begin to do a movement of just starting to lift the left leg. Just feel, how can you organize yourself to lift the left leg. Just lift it a little bit and lower it. Feel how heavy it is. Feel what you need to do with your back and your pelvis. And now see if you can actually make a circle in the air with your left leg. So that means kind of holding or suspending it in the air. Change the direction of the circle. Observe if you're holding your breath. Okay, and rest on your back. Return to sitting. And this time you'll have your right knee bent so your right foot is standing. That means your left leg is long. Sorry, change that over. Yep. So your left knee is bent left foot is standing, your right leg is long. Lean on your right hand. And begin by lifting and lowering, first of all, the right leg. In this lesson, it's very interesting how one side, you'll notice, will feel much easier than the other side. So that's an opportunity for you to be curious and ask yourself, why would it be that one leg is lighter? Because clearly it's not that you're less developed muscularly or the bone weighs any different, right? I mean, unless for some unusual reason you've had part of your muscle sliced out, right? And now go back to the other side. So that means lengthen the left leg, bend the right, lean on the left hand, and lift the left leg. And again, just observe for yourself how it is, what the weight is like on this side. What do you do different with your pelvis, your back, and your ribs? How do you organize yourself? Which leg felt lighter or easier? Okay. Go back to the other side. So that means lengthen the right leg. Lean on the right hand. Left knee is bent. And lift the right leg and begin to make circles. And see if as you're doing the circles, you can allow yourself to regulate your breath and breathing. Rest on your back. Roll to your side, come up to sitting. Once again, have your left knee bent, so that means the left foot is standing and the right leg is long. Okay? And then you're going to lean on your right hand. Turn your face now to the right, and you're going to wrap your left arm around your head, as we've done in many lessons. So you go over the top to get a hold of the right ear. So your face is directed to the right. Your nose is looking over your right shoulder. Your left arm is wrapped over your head. And now in this configuration, begin to bend and fold forward, directing the left elbow towards your right knee. That's it. So feel... Now, what do you need to do with your ribs, the ribs on the front side, and the ribs on your back side? So that you begin to direct the left elbow in the direction of your right knee. As always in these lessons, it's not important to touch the knee. What's more important is for you to understand how you facilitate the movement. So as much as the ribs on your front side have to fold, the ribs along your back side with your spine open. That's nice. And notice what you're doing with your weight on your right hand. So if you're bending forward, wouldn't that mean that the weight on your right hand would perhaps lessen? But if you're so far back on your pelvis, even when you bend forward, your experience is that you're still behind you. So everybody try that. Everybody like lean way back, so that your right hand is really far behind you. And now as you begin to fold forward, do you sense that there's still quite a bit of weight behind you? That you really are not bringing your trunk and your head and your elbow forward in front of you? Now shift your right hand somewhere to being to the side of you, near the right hip. And now direct the left elbow forward down towards the right knee. And see how different that is. How really the right hand becomes light now. There's not such a weight. Good. And rest on your back. Roll to your side, come up to sitting, and sit in the same position. See if you can remember the position you were just in. That's right. So it meant your right leg is long, the left is standing, leaning on the right hand somewhere close to your right hip and pelvis, face turned to the right, with your left arm and hand wrapped over the top of the head, holding the right ear. And now this time, as you begin to fold yourself forward, as if to bring your left elbow towards your right knee, at the same time begin to lift your right leg so that you're directing the right knee towards the left elbow. So you're bringing the two points towards one another. However, you need to keep the right leg straight. So whenever the right knee begins to bend, you've gone far enough. That's a constraint. And remember, there's something really useful about constraints. So you need to keep that right leg long and straight. So now feel what you need to do with the pelvis. Now you need to shift the pelvis and the ribs and your back behind you more. Yes? It's the only way. So you may want to move now your right hand behind you, which facilitates, that's it, the rounding of your pelvis backwards. And if you need to, you may want to just try the part of lifting the leg and feel what you need to do with your body to lift the leg. And then how can you organize yourself to do the two movements simultaneously. That's it. Let it go and rest on your back. And now come back up to sitting. Return to the same position. So that means your right leg is long. Your left knee is bent and your left foot is standing. You're leaning on your right hand. Face is turned to the right with the left arm wrapped around the head. And once again, go back to the earlier movement of directing your left elbow down towards your right knee. See if you can keep your right knee and right leg fairly long on the floor. That's it. And just see if anything's different now. Is it becoming easier? Dizzy. Now pause for a moment so that you can now lean on your right forearm. So that means you put the elbow and the forearm all down. Elbow, forearm. This is called your forearm. Your forearm is from your fingertips to your elbow. So find a way to lean on that part of yourself. Not too far away from yourself, not too far behind or in front. Once again, have your face turned to the right and your left arm wrapped around your head, holding the right ear. And in this position, begin to direct your left elbow towards your right knee. Mm-hmm. That's it. Now, begin to lift the right leg so that your right leg and your right knee raise into the air to meet your left elbow. Make sure you're still breathing. Danielle, try to bring the arm in. Feel, do you sense how far you're like tipped over to the side? So it's not so much about being tipped over to the right side as the little comment I made at the beginning of the lesson about your ribs. So the more that your ribs can open in the back, see, this is about folding and unfolding yourself. Alan, you're doing a great job. That's there. That's it. Then you don't have to lean to the side. Everybody just take a moment. Look at Alan. Because some of you, look how he's really folding right over the center of himself. You see that, Danielle? You're so far over to the right. You're like, your whole body's tipped. So you're doing a tipping motion. Really, it's kind of pointless anyways what you're doing with the right elbow. It should be very, you see how close it is to his body?
What did you just say?
His right elbow. It's very close to his body. So he's not needing, you're not way out here to the right. And your face should be, you should be folding right over yourself. That's it. It's possible. So now that you've seen it's possible, go back and try yourself. Much better. Okay, let's let it rest. And as you're resting, again, please check in and notice how those ribs are resting on the floor. I think when we think of our back, we tend to visualize and sense our spine. And we often don't draw attention to the ribs. Come back up to the same position. So you're leaning on your right forearm. Right leg long, left is standing. Left arm is wrapped around your head. And this time you're just going to lift your right leg and holding it up into the air, begin to make circles. Again, observe your breath and your breathing. Find a moment that you can change the circle. Good. And rest again on your back. Roll to your side. Please come up to sitting in the same position one more time. So actually go back to leaning on the right hand this time. But your right leg is long, left leg is standing. Once again, wrap your left arm around your head. And back to the earlier movement we did, which was to direct now your left elbow down towards your right knee. Aha! Much easier, yes? What happened that made it easier? So everyone is now able to pretty much touch their left elbow to the right knee. So see if it's possible now to bring the left elbow to the outside of your right knee so that you begin to twist those ribs a little bit more in the back down towards your pelvis. The lower ribs twist and turn. And you bend and fold even further down so that your left elbow again could touch the floor to the outside of your right knee. That's it. Feel the opening and folding of the ribs. Good. And rest on your back. And as you're resting, take a moment to observe the four parts of your breath and your breathing, the inhalation, the pause, the exhalation, and the pause. Now take a moment to just think about some of the movements we just did. And can you imagine first off to doing them on the other side? So can you imagine and visualize yourself in a seated position, this time with your left leg long and your right leg would be bent. You would be leaning on your left hand and turning your face to the left with your right arm wrapped around your head, holding on to the left ear. And seeing yourself folding forward, directing your left elbow over towards your right elbow over towards your left knee. Can you visualize the ribs and your spine elongating and opening on the backside as your ribs and sternum along the front side fold and come closer together? Okay, and go ahead and roll to your side, come up to sitting. Again, that will be with your right knee, your right leg standing, your left leg long. You'll lean on your left hand, turn your face to the left, and wrap your right arm around your head. And begin by directing that right elbow down towards your left knee, your left leg. And as always, take your time in noticing, first of all, how you fold. Find a sense of curiosity about the movement for yourself. Is there anything different about this side? Does it feel easier or more challenged? That's it. Now, the next time that you begin to fold the right elbow over towards the left leg, can you also lift the left leg at the same time? And again, the constraint is that the left leg, the knee, stays straight or locked. So the moment you begin to bend the knee, it means you've gone far enough. And feel what you need to do with your pelvis, your spine, and those lower ribs to facilitate the movement. Good. Pause for a moment, leaving the left leg long, and now go back to folding the right elbow down, directing it towards the left knee. And again, just notice, has something become a little easier? Something new is happening? A part of your spine and ribs is now participating that perhaps wasn't a moment ago. That's nice. Okay, let it go and please rest on your back. Roll to your side and come up to the same configuration. That means the left leg is long. And this time lean on the left forearm. So again, the forearm is that area from your left elbow down to the palm and fingertips. And like last week's lesson, you work towards having the entire palm and wrist being down. There's a tendency for our computer wrists to want to pop up, right? So you really think about how to weight bear through the entire forearm. That's it. And you've got that right arm wrapped around your head with your face turned to the left. And now in this position, begin to lift the left leg at the same time as directing the right elbow towards your left knee. So really give some weight onto the left forearm. Again, please include the weight all the way through your wrist and the elbow. Not just on the elbow, but the whole entire forearm. That's it. Very nice. Regulate your breath and your breathing. Many of you are holding your breath for a variety of reasons. So when you find yourself doing that, that's a signal for you to slow down, to pause, and then to find a way to allow yourself to have breath and breathing continuously happening through the movement. That's it. Good. Now, allow the left leg to be long and staying on the ground and just fold yourself forward now, directing that right elbow towards the left knee. That's it. Keep still the forearm down. So by keeping the forearm down now, you're asking the upper part of your ribs and thoracic spine to fold back. You see, so the constraint is that you remain with the left forearm there, so what part of the upper back now needs to open and fold? That's it. Good. Okay, rest on your back. One of the things that I'm finding so interesting is how people can actually fold ribs on the front side, but then on the back side, they're not having the same opening happening. Does that make sense? So the front and the back side of the ribs can behave differently from one another. There's not a continuous flow between the two. So one can really fold sometimes the front ones, but be very rigid in the back and not be opening and expanding. And vice versa. It can go, my point being is that there's not just a direct... on the hips. Bring yourself up to sitting again in the same position, but this time being on the left hand. Left leg is straight, the right knee is bent, face is turned to the left, right arm is wrapped around the head. And now go back to taking the right elbow down towards the left knee. Feeling how easy it is now to fold yourself forward over yourself. And perhaps now you can begin to explore the area to the outside of your left knee. So again, notice now the twisting, the rotation, the turning that's required for that right elbow to come down to the floor to the outside of your left knee. Good. And rest again on your back. Come up again to the same position. This time, go back to leaning on the left forearm. So that means the left leg is long, right leg is standing. Wrap your right arm around your head and just allow your head to hang comfortably. And now lift your left leg up in the air and begin to make circles with your left leg. Notice which direction you choose to make the circles in first. How big or small your circle is. And then change the direction. Good. And once again, rest for a moment on your back. Once again, come up to sitting. Now this time, your right knee is going to be standing. Your left leg will be long, but you will lean on your right hand this time. So we're changing the hand that you're leaning on. You will turn your face now to the right and wrap your left arm around your head to hold on to the right ear. And in this position, begin to direct the left elbow towards your right knee. So you begin to fold yourself with the bending, the standing leg. And if it's easy for you to bring the left elbow to the right knee, see if you can start to come to the outside of the knee. So again, this requires a larger twist and turn in the ribs to bring that left elbow to the outside. Very nice, Sonia, to the outside of the right knee. Make sure that you have a very good hold of your head so there's no slipping with your head and your neck. You're really holding on to that right ear with your left hand. That's it. Good. And again, pause, rest on your back. Come back up to the same position. That meant that the right leg is standing, but this time you're going to lean on the right forearm. Again, the forearm is that area from your right elbow to the right palm. You turn your face to the right and wrap the left arm around your head, holding on to the right ear. And again, now you start to fold yourself as if to bring the left elbow to the direction of the outside, that's it, of your right knee. Good. Now the next time that you begin to fold that left elbow towards the right knee, can you lift the right knee and bring it towards your left elbow? So now this knee is the bent knee. Notice what you're doing with your ribs, your sternum, your clavicles, your spine. Good. And let it go. Please rest on your back. Bring yourself up to sitting again. And your right knee is standing. Left leg is long. And go back to leaning on the left hand. Turn your face to the left and wrap your right arm around your head, holding the left ear. So this was the earlier position. And now direct your right elbow down towards the left knee. And just see if this has become easier now. If somehow twisting and turning the other way allowed something new to change, something to open and move. And now can you lift the left leg at the same time? Again, the constraint is that you keep that left knee straight. The leg is like locked. And you're folding yourself, directing your right elbow and your left knee towards one another. And rest on your back. Roll to your side, come up to sitting. This time your left knee is bent, the left foot is standing, and you lean on your left hand. Turn your face to the left and wrap your right arm around your head. And you're going to direct your right elbow towards your left knee, which is the standing knee and leg at this time. So your right leg is long, and you're folding your right elbow towards your left knee. And for many of you, this has become quite easy, so you can start to explore the outside area, going to the outside of your left knee. Feel what needs to happen again with your ribs on the backside, the twisting, the turning. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Your arm is straight. But now go ahead and lean down now onto your left forearm. So just drop yourself down onto the left forearm. And now in this configuration, you can actually lift your left knee and bring your left knee and your right elbow towards one another. Feel again what happens with those lower ribs, your spine, how they can bend backwards, away from your pelvis. Good. Now come all the way back up to sitting and change over the legs and keep your arm in the same position. So that means your left leg is long now. Keep your right arm wrapped around your head and now take the right elbow down towards the left knee. So you're folding forward over yourself now. You're leaning on your left hand. Very nice. Now pause for a moment in sitting. Change over the legs again. So that means that the left leg will come up to standing. And now change over the hands. So you'll lean on your right hand. You'll turn your face to the right and wrap your left arm around your head. And now fold your left elbow down towards your right knee. Very, very nice. Okay, and let it go and rest on your back. Roll to your side, come up to sitting. This time have your left knee bent, standing. Right leg will be long. Lean on your left hand. Turn your face to the left to wrap your right arm around your head. That's it. And this time you're going to direct your right elbow down towards your right knee. So it's the first time that we're directing the elbow and to the knee on the same side. So you're not going over to the left knee. You're taking the right elbow down towards the right knee. So you're folding yourself forward. It's the first time that we've brought the right elbow right to the right knee. Just feel, how do you do this? Observe your breath and your breathing. And now can you find a way to, at the same time as you fold the right elbow down, to lift the right knee and right leg? Again, a constraint is to keep the knee locked. So how do you, that's it. How do you bring the two parts towards each other? This is now on the same side. Good. Pause for a moment sitting to just change over the legs and arms. So that means your left leg will become long. Your right knee will be bent and standing. You will lean on your right hand and turn your face to the right and wrap your left arm around your head. Please make sure you're holding really good onto that right ear. And now start to fold yourself so that your left elbow comes down towards your left knee. At this time, just keep your left leg, we'll say, kind of passive. It's elongated on the floor. And then begin to lift the left leg so that the two bring themselves towards one another. So there's a sense that the elbow and the knee are going to meet somewhere in front of you. And again, notice what you need to do with your back, how you need to kind of roll and fold backwards to be able to lift the left leg. Very nice. Okay, and let it go and rest on your back. And now one last time, roll to your side and come up to sitting. Have both legs long out in front of you, and you can lean on both hands behind you. And begin by just, let's say, lifting the left leg and feeling what it's like to lift and lower the left leg. Recalling how we did this in the beginning of the lesson. And now can you lift the left leg and make a few circles in the air? Good. Pause for a moment and now lift the right leg. Just first lift and lower. And now can you lift it and hold it in the air and make some circles? Good. Now let's go back to the very first movement, which was to have your left knee bent and standing. Sorry, right. Let's change over. Right leg bent and standing, left leg long. You were leaning on your left hand, right? And from this position, you began to lift the left leg. You can rest your right arm onto your right knee if you'd like. That's it. And notice what you're doing with your left hand, the hand that you're leaning on. We've dialogued about this before. The direction of the fingers. So if the fingers are pointed backwards, it makes it very difficult to fold. So if the fingers are pointing forward towards the front of the room or towards your foot, feel how your elbow can bend and your spine can bend and your ribs backwards behind you. Good. And now can you lift that left leg up and make circles? Can you do a few circles one direction and then the other? Just notice if the left leg has become lighter. Good. Pause for a moment. Change over the legs and hands. So that would mean that you would be leaning on your right hand. Means your left knee, left leg would be standing. The right leg is long. You can rest comfortably your left arm somewhere near your left knee, and go ahead and lift and lower, first of all, the right leg. Again, keep the knee locked, straight. And then lift that right leg and suspend it in the air to make circles in one direction. And when you're ready, you can change the direction of the circles. Good. And rest on your back. And as you're resting there now, take a moment to observe how you're making contact now with the floor. How do you sense your spine, and how do you sense your ribs? As you take note of the four parts of your breath and breathing, observe how that affects your ribs in the back, the ribs in the front, how they open and expand now. Observe how your pelvis is lying on the floor and your legs. And very gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Sense the quality of the movement. Good. And then taking your time, perhaps you can use something from today's lesson, or you can recall what we did last week in facilitating bringing yourself up to sitting and then standing. And then once in standing, observe how it feels standing over your hips, your legs. And really notice how you sense the lower ribs now. That area where we call the waistline. How you feel your shoulders are hanging now. And then when you're ready, go ahead and take a walk around the room. What's different about the way you walk now? Good. Okay. You all did very well today. So, everybody have a good week, and we'll see you next week.
Not you.